This is Ozarks at Large. After New York Times bestselling author Erica Sanchez induced waves in the still pond of representation for Latina women in literature with her debut novel, I Am Not Your Perfect Mexican Daughter, she's just published another piece of prose for hungry audiences. Crying in the Bathroom is a raw memoir about Sanchez's life where no subjects are off limits, from mental health struggles to feminism, sex, shame, beauty standards, ambition, and religion, to name a few. Sanchez writes about being unapologetically herself and what that actually looks like throughout her life in a liberating, humorous, and brutally honest voice. Ozarks at Large's Rachel Sanchez-Smith spoke with Sanchez via Zoom, and she gave us an honest look behind the writing process for such a deeply personal tale.
Well, Erica Sanchez, thank you so much for joining us. Like I said, I'm curious, so this memoir starts with you as a freshly 21-year-old senior year of college, and it ends with you going through this journey of motherhood and at the very end living through a pandemic while living in Chicago, right?
Mm-hmm.
What was the writing process like finishing a book through a global pandemic? Did it give you time to write and think it over without distractions, or was it isolating compared to some of the other books you've written?
This book was such a journey, and I didn't know how it was going to turn out. I had no clue, which is the fun part, really, when you're writing a book, that like discovery. And so it just evolved into what it is now. And, I thought I'm going to write essays about things that I really feel passionate about. And then it just had an arc. And so it became a memoir. And, at the end, I'm going to give it away. I become a mother, I get married, I'm back in Chicago, and I really had to reckon with what that meant, what it meant to be a mother, and how I wanted to raise my child. And so the pandemic was odd. I actually sold the book before the pandemic. And so during it, I was pregnant, had terrible morning sickness, had the baby. I did write, but I wrote the last essay during that time. But my focus was my daughter. And it was really beautiful to have that sort of time. And unfortunately, you know, the pandemic really altered the ways in which we live, and we couldn't have people over, and we couldn't really, interact with people in the outside world. And that was very strange, but like, we were so privileged, you know, we didn't have to suffer the way that a lot of people suffered. And for that, I'm really grateful. And during that time, it was really hard to feel like safe in our environment, knowing that other people were not, you know? So it was a lot.
I mean, and really, everyone has had their own unique experience with, you know, reckoning with this global pandemic. But, you know, as humans, our natural instinct is to try to find good, to try to find hope, right? In the midst of all the chaos. And I love that your book touches on that in your journey. I'm curious about your writing style. And I'm wondering if it's different for fictional characters than it is when you're writing about your own experiences. There were long descriptions of the setting of where you were, the people around you, but there's also these short, blunt, like, just jokes and dead ends that are just hilarious and keep you going. Did you find that your writing style was different for this book as compared to some of the others you've written?
Yeah, I mean, I've always had a very cutting style, I would call it. A Mexican Daughter is not for, you know, people who want a story about a nice girl. You know, like, she's not nice and she makes a lot of mistakes and she swears and whatever. I wanted to get to the messiness of what it means to be alive and to be a girl and to navigate all of these different things. It's not pleasant oftentimes, and why should we always have a smile on our face as we go through it? And so I started off, you know, and this began in my poetry. You know, I've always written poems that are bold, that make people uncomfortable, that are visceral, whatever. And that has translated into my prose. And then with this next, this last book, I just really went there. You know, I had almost no boundaries in a sense, where like, I just wanted to write the best possible book, and I didn't care how it was going to be done. And a lot of it included being, you know, funny and being up and, you know, flawed and weird and just really being a human being, because oftentimes we're not really seen in such a way, because society has this image of brown women as, you know, people who clean up after you, people who take care of your children, you know, people who work in factories, and that view is very limiting and it's inaccurate. And so I felt like, you know, I'm gonna bust all this shit down, you know. I'm not sure if I'm supposed to swear, but
and on that theme, I'm this is a memoir. It's different from kind of the other prose that you've written. Is it difficult to choose what will go in because it's your life now, right? It's a reflection of yourself versus writing a book like I'm Not Your Perfect Mexican Daughter. Were there things you wanted to omit, or is crying in the bathroom a vast look into the life of Erica Sanchez?
Yeah, I mean, there were so many things I didn't include. People are always like, wow, you wrote about your whole life. And I'm like, nah, actually I didn't. There's so much more. I could write like three more books, but I don't want to. It's too much. I'm tired of myself. I'm going to write fiction. I felt like, you know, it's deeply personal, but the personal is political, as we all know. Thank you, Audre Lorde. I felt that there were going to be women who felt very identified reading this book. And, you know, I wrote it with me in mind because I needed to heal. And I also, you know, wrote with Latinas in general in mind, because I know so many of us struggle with the same sorts of obstacles. And so that's what I was trying to accomplish. And, you know, I don't care about being likable. I just don't. And that's something that has taken a whole lot of work, but I'm at the point where it's like, I'm living with integrity. I am loved by the people who really matter. I'm a person who admits when she's wrong, you know? And so like, why try to make myself more, digestible? I'm not interested in it, you know?
This book, it's raw, it's funny, it's candid. And one little bit, as I was reading also through the end and the thank you notes, in your notes you thank your editor, Georgia Bodnar, for pushing you into the uncomfortable, right? Mm-hmm. Were there things that you didn't even think to include in the book until somebody else mentioned them? Or were there things that you knew from the get-go, I know I have to include this?
You know, both. I knew that there were certain things that I had to cover, but also she would point out places where I was kind of skirting around the issue. And I was like, I don't want to write that.
<You know>? Like, I didn't write it for a reason.
Yeah, exactly. She's like, you have to write about your ex-husband a little bit more. And I was like, fine, you know, and she was right. I mean, I don't really go into a lot of detail about that relationship because I didn't think that it belonged in the book, but she was right that there needed to be more context. And so, yeah, she has such a an eagle eye, you know, in editing. And I'm really sad that she's no longer my editor, because she's now an agent making that money. So I'm happy for her, but like, oh, what are we going to do? How am I going to, you know, write my next book? I don't know.
Well, Erica, in touching on an earlier point, before I'd read this book, and I'd never read a book that was so easily identifiable with some of the circumstances and cultural background and just the funny and the good and the bad too. It's just, it's what I needed. It was medicine.
Thank you.
And I'm curious about your healing, and you said that a little bit. What was this writing journey like from the start to the finish? Where were you when you started it in that healing mm-hmm. process, and where were you when it was finished?
Well, I started it when I was 30, and I am now 38. I was married to my ex-husband at the time, and just everything changed for me after that. I was like, I can't keep living lies anymore. And so in writing and in like becoming Buddhist and really discovering things about myself, I had to make a lot of changes in my life. And that was, you know, one of the reasons I got a divorce. And I grew a lot as I wrote, because I started to see connections. I started to see my life in a way that I could make sense of, that I could find meaning in. And towards the end, it was, you know, painful to write, but also really freeing. I was like, wow, I've worked through so much in the course of these last, you know, 6 years. And a lot of it was actually very painful to write. And I felt really, you know, re-traumatized by a lot, but also I was able to see so much that I wasn't able to before in terms of the way that I was living. And now I feel really liberated in many ways. I feel like I am more of myself, you know, through writing it. And I feel even more audacious than before.
I love that, because you're finding your way, and it through the good and the bad, especially when you're going through it, it doesn't feel like, you know, when will this end? Why is this happening? Uh-huh. You have so many questions, but it's until you go back and reflect on it that, okay, maybe there was sort of like a moral of the story, or mm-hmm. these things happen for a reason.
Yeah, it's hard to do that, because you just want to be mad at it, you know? And now I look back, I'm like, oh, it all led me here. Okay. And it wasn't pleasant by any means, but I like made meaning from all the things that had happened to me. And that felt really good.
Well, Erica Sanchez, Crying in the Bathroom is available now, and as the blurb puts it well, it makes you feel like a post-confessional high that comes from talking with your best friends for hours. And thank you so much for your time.
Thank you.
That was best-selling author Erica Sanchez talking with Ozarks at Large's Rachel Sanchez-Smith about her most recently published memoir, Crying in the Bathroom.